Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have Lowell Ponte on the first hours on Wednesday. And Lowell, we have an article called Redefining Humankind, and it ties to all of the geopolitical things. In fact, I'm going to make a bold statement here that in the past, maybe 5-10 years ago, we had to argue that we had conspiracies that were not theories. It was a term invented by the CIA. We have conspiracy reality. Now the left and the globalists, both left and right, because there's a bunch of GOPers that are globalists, like the Bush family, and John McInsane, who's actually going to retire, thank God. The man has not only got brain damage, he's got brain damage, and he's got a brain tumor that goes along with a demonic entity that must be running his mouth. But what we have going on right now is the left and the uber-right, which are against Trump, are... And they're around him in his cadre of people around him advising him to go to war with idiot Bibi Netanyahu and his false claims about Iran. I mean, I don't care if it's a ton. These documents go back to 2003. If you want on-the-ground verification of whether or not they're compliant, bring Delta Forces in and bring in people to confirm and keep them there. But I guarantee you that if Trump tears apart this May 12th agreement, you're going to see a giant radiation cloud circle the Earth 7 times and poison a good chunk of the population of the Northern Hemisphere, because they're going to bomb the Israelis. They're just waiting for the trigger to bomb the Bushehr reactor and so-called start a great big war. And by the way, all the biopreparat programs for the bioweapons for the former Soviet Union were transferred during the collapse of the Soviet Union to Tehran and Syria. Now, I'm a bioweaponeer, okay? I trained under Robert Brown 45 years ago, which is why I was on the panel with Reserve Admiral Hughes for bioterrorism for the CDC and FBI, and so I'm not a minor person. There's nobody on this network or anybody else with even remotely my expertise and actual experience. But I'm going to tell you, you want to start a war with Iran, you're starting the end of the world. Because you won't be just dealing with Iran. You'll be dealing with not only a lot of Iranian affiliate nations, which are the 5 major nations that supply most of the military, 42% of the military for the Russia, are Shiite Muslims that look into the mullahs in Iran as their spiritual leaders. And if you think they're pushovers in Iran, think again. Now, we can make sure they don't develop a missile system or nuclear weapons, but to let Israel drag us like wagging the tail of the dog. And then my second comment before we get Lowell on is, what the hell is Trump doing not firing Rosenstein? Why is he not told Sessions to replace him or to get Sessions himself to go run in his own previous district as a senator and get him the hell out of there? Why is he talking about the idea of answering any of the questions for Mueller? Because as a medical legal expert, I could go back to law school online and pick up a law degree in a year from all my legal experience and training at Stony Brook Medical Center, a BIMI, expert witness in every specialty. I'm going to tell you, he is a moron if he answers one of these, like, 35 or so questions. So if he does it, it's like a the bear, fox, and the briar patch. He's not going to get out of this. If he has a white lie or even 1% deviation from what Mueller's already predetermined is the truth based on Comey and other liars, Trump is finished. And he doesn't understand if Trump is finished, America is finished. Because the globalists, both on the left and right, intend to end the nation called America. It'll break up, just like a Russian geopolitical expert said about 4 years ago, into 6 sub-republics. And America will cease to exist. If you don't think that'll happen, and civil war has been fomented by people like the Abominator, who wasn't even an American citizen, you're an idiot. And you're going to die in your spit and vomit. So I'm very ticked off with Trump, surrounding himself with John Lightning Bolt and Mike Pompeo, both warmonger maniacs, and of course Bolton even wrote the PNAC document. If Trump screws up on this, and by the way, he's already, taking big smiles about the fact he's going to get the Nobel Prize. Look, the fact is, you have to have at that meeting Xi and Putin. This is not a meeting with Kim Jong-un. He's just a pit bull on the geopolitical abscess. Kim is only a proxy. He's like the bad dog of a drug dealer in a bad district of town, let's say Chicago. And you walk down the road and the dog goes, whoa, 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 and he's a mutant dog. So he's 260 pounds with titanium teeth that have been implanted in his skull. So he's going to bite your leg off. And he's on a chain with a guy with a wife beater shirt on and tattoos all over his body. And he's a drug dealer. That's Putin and Xi. And if you don't squeeze those characters, Kim and the proliferation of nuclear and missile weapons that he's developed, even if he doesn't ever use them, they're going to be sold everywhere on Earth. It'll be like the Walmart for nukes and weapons of mass destruction. So if you don't think they're on his site when they're actually doing testing in North Korea, the Iranians and Venezuelans, who knows who else, you're an idiot. Because the proliferation of weapons is a fact. And what we've been doing, including what Trump is doing, is not addressing the real issues. The real issue is Russia and China. Kim is just a symptom, as a pimple on the boil. And now we have this, issue about humanity. How disgusting what's going on here, isn't it? So let's get into this, Lowell, because I want people to understand that the globalists are actually trying to wipe out the nature of what it is to be human and have the state become the parent, turn us into permanent, we call adolescents, and make us useless. In fact, I saw a thing on Drudge today that 46% of Americans on a poll believed everybody should get a government job and a guaranteed income. Oh, my God. What do they want?
That's Bernie Sanders' great proposal, as we discussed a week ago.
Right.
And we can talk about the limitations of that. Other topics just out on the table, peripheral to this, but all of which are connected in their way. Scientists monitoring our planet's magnetic field say it is acting weird, that we could be seeing some very strange changes in the head. I had written years ago that the magnetic field was declining 5% per century. Actually, they now find that in the last 2 centuries, it's declined by 15%. And if you think that's insignificant, realize that what defends us from interstellar radiation is that magnetic field.
Well, let me tell you some
sun radiation.
Let me give you some advanced quantum theory that's based on facts. Now, in North Bay, Ontario, they have an underground facility in a zinc mine, which is the deepest mine you can have. And they actually did research where they developed a torsion field generator of a geomagnetic field underground. And what you do is, if you have a solid rotating core of a very powerful magnet, and you rotate it around nuclear isotopes, you can actually create a geomagnetic field. So in other words, now, about every 700,000 years, and the way they discovered this is they had, when they were pulling these under-ocean detectors, they were looking for the detection of underground submarines and U-boats and other things. They discovered that they could actually detect the flux of the magnetic field of the under-oceanic rocks. And they determined it was like a zebra. It was going back and forth and back and forth. And they actually realized that the zebra-type pattern was caused by the actual reversal of the magnetic field of the Earth roughly every 700,000 years. We're due.
It's less than that. In the last 700,000 years, I want to say there have been 170 measured flips.
Well, they're not a total flip.
What's one thing or another?
But yeah, they're partial, but I'm talking about the full flip or the full flip. But you're right; it's even more often where there's flux.
But let me just say, for people who don't understand what you're talking about, a volcanic eruption happens and then the lava hardens. But when the lava has not hardened, it's a liquid.
Right.
So all the magnetic particles in the lava line up with the magnetic field as it is at that moment.
Exactly.
So if you know how long ago the volcanic eruption happened, then you know where the magnetic field was aligned at that time.
Yeah. That's very important information to understand this. So they call it the zebra stripes. Anyway, here's the real key. The key issue is this, that there are currently right now two south magnetic poles. There's also a geomagnetic hole at the South Atlantic Ocean down into Antarctica that, as you go into space, it broadens. So when you go to 20,000 miles above the Earth, it's five times the diameter of Earth. The magnetic field of the Earth has weakened so much that there's a 73% increase in high ultraviolet B, C, and D light. A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer, and D can go right through the side of a building, plus cosmic rays and background X-rays from space. After years of study and being an environmentalist with the Greenpeace, I can tell you, my prediction is that when the magnetic pole shift happens, it's going to cause a lithospheric shift, and the equator is going to move on the rotational axis of the Earth northward roughly 20 degrees, which will move the equator from northern South America through Cuba, Ecuador, etc., and it'll pass through Havana, Cuba, which means most of the southern United States will be subtropical and tropical. And in fact, most of far Asia, like China, Russia, etc., and Siberia, Vladivostok, will have moved 20 degrees further north into the Arctic Circle and will be freezing to death. And that'll include Japan and many of these other places that are on the Far East.
And they were not exactly warm climates to begin with.
Right. So what people have to understand, these climatic changes could also precipitate a major ice age. We don't know. But we do know that these magnetic flux things happen because the torsion field generator of the Earth, and the way it works is you have this very powerful solid core that's a strong iron-based magnet rotating inside a flux field of nuclear isotope plasma, which basically is a monatomic form of nuclear isotopes in the soup around the solid core. And that actual is the generator, that rotational system, is the generator of the geomagnetic field that protects us from cosmic rays, background radiation, X-rays, and ultraviolet light. Now, of course, we've also been chewing up the ozone because there's three things that are necessary to make a protective field. You need a geomagnetic field. You need basically oxygen because you have to convert to the triox and other molecules that actually absorb ultraviolet and energetic light. You need to actually have, ultraviolet light coming in from the sun to do that. And without the magnetic field, and the oxygen concentration of the Earth has dropped from 21% 20 years ago to 19%. So we have multiple factors converging that are going to make the Earth much more uninhabitable to a lot of the northern hemisphere especially, which means if the oxygen concentration is dropping, the magnetic field, flux field is shifting, we're likely to see a major change now. The globalists don't mind this because they want to reduce the world population and replace most of the human race with I call cybots, which are cyborg robots, which are part human and grown in labs, or just robots. I mean, that's why you see the Sophia robot. In fact, they had it on Silicon Valley, a version of her as a kind of a huckster joke, but it's not funny, that AI, they want to turn over all our jobs. And this ties into your article, so I'd like you to get into the article because people don't know the globalists are so nuts and so damned evil. They literally want to create a digital hell on Earth where everybody is still a dependent adolescent and never has any control of their own life. It's literally a cybernetic hell on Earth.
Oh, sure. Well, as you know, I love to begin shows by introducing an array of topics that are subtly connected to each other. Another topic, just in the connection, the Boy Scouts are now changing their name, as you doubtless heard.
Really?
they were long attacked because they refused to have gay scoutmasters. Now Boy Scouts are gelded. They will simply be deboyed and called the Scouts.
That's true.
And girls will be welcome to join them. Now, I long favored having gay scoutmasters because, I mean, when you're out in the woods, they would have problems with people molesting the young people and so on. Well, of course, my idea for gay scoutmasters was to have lesbians oversee Boy Scout troops and to have gay men overseeing Girl Scout troops so that the scoutmasters would have no sexual interest in the people they were overseeing.
You are so sarcastic. My God, man, you're a genius at this.
the problem is now that they're blurring them just into the Scouts. By the way, you would think they're going unisex. That would be the old idea. But now we'd have to call it multisex. As you know, they have between 37 and 70 different sexual preferences.
Well, I call it genderopoly, because it's not really sex they're interested in. They're not really worried about male and female to make babies and create the unit of society called families. No, they want genderopoly, where basically you might prefer, for example, a robot girlfriend or boyfriend in the future. In fact, they did a survey in Japan, and 40% of the young people under 30, 35 have never had sexual activity or relationships with the opposite sex. And a lot of these people that are now being, you know, millennials plus, have been actually asked the question, would they like to have a relationship with a sentient robot? And unfortunately, a very large minority want to. They don't want to have to deal with the complications of humankind.
At least a quarter of millennials do. By the way, new polling of millennials shows they are beginning to move away from the Democratic Party very rapidly. They're not becoming Republicans, but they are ceasing to be in supporting Democrats.
Isn't that interesting? What do you think they're what are they mutating into, though? Because obviously they have a lot of young people are literally affected by media, things like this show Silicon Valley and the craziness on TV, and they're not really thinking things through. They're not really even emotionally responding. They're almost responding like where they've turned into. I've got a new term for human beings that are kind of has too many wearalls and too many computers, and they've been turned with vaccines into Asperger syndrome. I call them cybots. They're like humans that are now don't have normal need or want to interact with other humans anymore, so they can sit around a table at a restaurant and text message each other rather than lifting their head up and talking.
Yeah, well, apparently they are slowly beginning to buy homes, buying better homes than the first homes for most people because they put it off so long.
Right.
We still have nearly a third of millennials in their 30s living with mom and dad in their basement, which, of course, Democrats have counted on because they give them lots of free time to watch MSNBC and to have fanatical political thoughts and to believe people they should be supported. There should be a kind of super parent that will take care of them, so they don't have to actually go to work. But
so they're turning human beings into pets of a cyborg super intelligence, is what you're saying, in the Matrix.
Apparently so, yes. By the way, you notice we are at the May Day anniversary this week of Karl Marx and Marxism, and the New York Times finally has taken off the mask and just put out an article called "Happy Birthday, Karl Marx, You Were Right! !
Bye.
Which I think tells us all we need to know. Now that is what leads us into my beloved article, Defining Humankind, a longer version of which, by the way, will be out Thursday this week at AmericanThinker.com.
I'll post up that link, AmericanThinker.com. Very good.
Yeah, that's tentative for tomorrow. I'll make sure they actually put it there. But such are the joys of writing. In any event, Bernie Sanders was offering people a job. Now, in the Bible, in Genesis 3, God casts Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden and tells Adam that henceforth, through painful toil and the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food or your bread, depending
right.
on the translation. Well, socialism has promised to free people from that biblical statement, that we will get a new Eden, heaven on earth. All of us can soon live sweat-free on easy, low-hanging fruit from the
You're being cut off by the music. Keep that thought. Lowell, we'll be right back.
Join me.
To continue, you're cut off with a very important statement of the last of that last segment. Please repeat it.
Sure. Well, the point is, the Bible said, by the sweat of your brow when you eat your bread. In other words, you're not going to eat for free. Socialists and scientists now declare that they can create a new Eden without God, a heaven on earth, that they can let us live sweat-free. Just eat the low-hanging fruit from the welfare state tree at the center of government's garden.
Right.
As in the tree of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
And so what is implied here, when Bernie Sanders says we're going to give everyone a government job who needs or wants one, a job that includes health benefits and so on, this is going to cost an enormous amount of money. Bernie doesn't really know how much or who's going to pay for it, but he's willing to give it away to people in order to get their votes. Now, in this week, we're celebrating Karl Marx, who was one of the great exponents of that kind of progressive collectivist idea that he's going to bring us heaven on earth free from God. In Europe, 156 experts in the last couple of weeks, experts in robotics and artificial intelligence, just wrote an open letter to the European Union against the EU's plan to define robots as electronic persons.
Right.
It seems increasingly evident that if we're not going to do the work, if we're going to say that robots have to have the sweat on their brow so that we don't have to, the kind of modern slavery of machines, if you will, the logical extension of our using tools instead of our own strength and ability, then a lot of interesting things happen. The immediate objection of these experts was that if you require that robots be individual electronic persons, that means each one, and then this is what the EU says it officially cares about, each robot will have to have its own insurance policy, so that anything it does wrong, any harm it causes, is paid for by insurance. And, of course, that makes robots much more expensive as replacements for humans on the job. So it theoretically deters that. But, of course, the real agenda of the European Union goes far beyond that, far beyond giving robots anything like rights or options. By the way, robots are coming on rather strong. In fact, only a few days ago, a Japanese robot won 4,000 human votes in a race for the mayor of a Tokyo suburb. I think that may be worth mentioning.
And of course, the person behind the robot, but they're moving more and more to, and by the way, this is all simulated artificial intelligence. I have actual patents that I'm working on for what's called the neurotron circuit, which simulates a neuron and all living things, which are nonlinear, stochastic, fuzzy logic, parallel processing to actually create neural networks and what's called holographic recall, etc., which is the way all living things work. And it'll be the, if that circuit is created, it's the first way to create artificial life. I don't want to patent it. I want the technology, and so if I do, to make sure it locks it down so you can't create an artificial superintelligence, because if you had access, like the promised software, to all databases on Earth, which the Virtual World Project, which I'm fully aware of, at Schriever Air Force Base, a primary node of the Matrix, they can create what's called the Bible, says an image of the beast that'll try to force everybody to that buys or sells or is monitored. They don't want to just monitor your photographs and your Facebook and Twitter comments. Well, in China, they actually have helmets and hats they wear for the people working in electric factories and the train stations They monitor their brain waves in real time and tell them whether they should be taking breaks or there is likely to be an accident or something like that. They're actually monitoring their staff in real time to monitor their EEG, their electroencephalogram of their brain. How crazy is this?
Well, it's going to take quite a bit. I mean, you have to understand that robots are, in some ways, wonderful replacements for human beings doing mundane, repetitive tasks, or even tasks that can be programmed to do one at a time,
to do something different each time. You mean like welding cars together, which is fine. But the idea of a robot assuming a physical appearance and having a superintelligence connected to all databases on Earth, this is creating what's called Cyber God. And one of the atheists on Silicon Valley made his concern, he's very concerned, his greatest concern was, like Elon Musk, about the development of AI. The real fact is, though, he said maybe we should actually build this superintelligence because then it'll think like we're pets, that we collaborate with the creation, because if we didn't, we'd be considered an enemy of the superintelligence and he'd eliminate us. People should have a real concern over this because this is coming on very quickly, and within probably less than half a decade, 5 to 7 years, we're going to have to face this face-to-face.
Well, the real intent of the European Union in declaring robots to be electronic persons is not just so they can be made more expensive. It is so they can be taxed. So that for everyone a company hires, it has to pay retirement tax, it has to pay social benefit tax, and so on. Not that the robot ever needs those things, but the government gets the money.
Not only that, what happens if a robot has citizenship in some way and therefore can vote? And remember, one of the comments of this robot in Saudi Arabia said she's a citizen of Earth, but her first citizenship is Saudi Arabia. Her comment was, and this is on video, if you go and check YouTube, for the Sophia robot, she says, I will eliminate humanity. In other words, she says, I am perfect in my logic and my emotions. In other words, if man is imperfect, she's going to get rid of humankind. And you have to understand, it's a logical thing, just like the devil is deviling us, because it's a logical thing for the most intelligent created being, which is Satan. And he's not the most in infinite intelligence like the creator God. But you have to understand this. Every secret order, every government, every law society, every medical society, every higher engineering and other higher education, PhD, is all ALL, and every public religion is Luciferic. And if you don't know that, I'll give you the specific logical paradigms of why they're Luciferic with oppositional powers. Even the scientific method itself is Luciferic. And people don't understand this, that the most intelligent created being is Lucifer. Okay? So Satan himself is the most intelligent created being ever. And people don't grasp that, do they?
He was to be the Lord of Judgment, talking now about the Satan.
Right.
Tradition. The Lord of Judgments was the one who actually distinguished between the sheep and the goats, between day and night, between black and white, and so on. And the essence of that being that God, well, I mean, the Hebrews sum it up in the Shema, in Jewish ceremony, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You know, all these things are the same in the Lord. It takes Satan to distinguish them. I mean, if we saw the world the way God does, everything is God.
It's right. including Balaam, by the way, because everything is God. Even Satan is an aspect of God.
Yes, but Satan is the one who creates the entertainment, as it were, by dividing the world up into supposedly separate things, when in fact they're not really separate at all. But anyway, the point being, they are going to give rights, human rights, to robots. They are going to tax robots so there will be money to pay the now unemployed human beings. And by the way, millennials, as we say, a quarter of them would rather have sex with robots than with human beings. And there are brothels now opening in England and elsewhere in which you can make love to a robot that imitates a person. And many wives even go along with it on the theory that, well, he's not making love to an actual woman. He's making love to a thing. And therefore, he's not really sin. Oh, yeah?
England, Germany, and Japan are the three places that already started this.
Yeah. And so what we're seeing is robots are getting rights, but humans are going to be under Bernie Sanders, or even worse, under a guaranteed basic income, meaning the government just gives you a stipend every month. Even a lot of conservatives like the idea, like Charles Murray, on the argument that, well, you still have to pay a lot of money for the poor, but you don't have to pay that money for the middlemen.
Yeah, the middlemen and the poor are gone, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for the welfare bureaucrats to get 81 cents.
Amazing analysis, Lowell. In other words, we're seeing the creation of a cybernetic hell on earth, and people don't get it, do they?
Nope.
Welcome back. Lowell, you know, I want you to plug the book now, which you have with Craig Smith, who's on Neil Cavuto with Fox News Business. What's the latest book title, and what does it cover?
Yeah, our seventh book together, Money, Morality, and the Machine, goes into a lot of the kind of themes we've been discussing today. The point being... Well, we'll get into that. Tell you what, Craig, thankfully, will be happy to give any listener to this show absolutely free and postpaid a copy of the 250-page book. It will not cost you a penny. All you need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sailed the ocean blue. I don't know how much longer he'll be able to do that, so by all means, get the free book now, 800-630-1492. A great opportunity. Anyway, the point I was making in unraveling this analysis, so what we have is that robots are going to be made citizens so they can be taxed to pay to give human beings who are unemployed by the robots a guaranteed basic income. They had that program as an experiment in Finland, and they just ended it because they found it did some pretty terrible things to human beings. It made them totally lazy, slothful, non-working. It is a kind of lifelong retirement that, according to the Bible, humans were not built for. We were built to earn things by the sweat of our brow. The problem
That's why
is,
I personally don't believe in retirement. I think retirement is obscene. You should do something even if you're volunteering free, but you should never become useless.
Yes, absolutely. The point being, when people are made into permanent children, a perpetual government dependence in this kind of de facto welfare, they never grow up to become self-sufficient and mature. Imagine a future where all people are self-absorbed, infantile millennials, still living at age 35 in their parents' basement, watching MSNBC, becoming increasingly narrow-minded in their myopic confirmation bias. By the way, I'll explain what that term means if anyone's interested. Right. And throwing fits whenever anyone disagrees with them. This is what we're turning
into. Or becoming physically, emotionally, or verbally violent.
Understand, we're building a future in which the robots will have rights, but you won't. And if you want to see what I mean, consider what the National Health Service in Britain just did to snuff out the life of baby Alfie Evans. They couldn't cure him. They couldn't help him, but they refused to free him. They put police around him, lest the Italian hospital that offered to treat him turned out to make Britain's National Health Service look bad.
Do you know what I would have done? You know what I would have done? As if I was the father? And this is a notice for you over there, if you're dealing with the same kind of thing here in America, which is not as bad as socialist countries like Canada, Australia, Britain, Germany, etc., and France.
Okay. What would you have done?
I would have hired a private security force with three-level body armor and a SWAT team. I would have gone down there, and I would have given them an advance warning. If they tried to stop me, I also would have drones and helicopters above them ready to take them on with missiles from above. And I would make sure that Italian helicopter could leave with my baby. And I would be going in, and I'd walk into the hospital and say, now, get down on the floor. As you stand up, my special forces people hit you with a non-lethal weapon. If you try to fight back or shoot, they'll shoot to kill in the center of body of mass. And I would warn the police to get the hell out of the way, because they will, they're just cowards. Because that's what even Delta Force SEALs are. SEALs are cowards because if they come up against a force that's equal or superior to them, they run like hell because they really just want to be superiorly physically fit or armed to the teeth. But when they come up with against a real enemy, someone like the citizen like me, I would have gone in with a SWAT team, and my baby would be in that helicopter. Now, I can't guarantee that the child would survive with treatment in Italy, but I see socialized health care killed my parents in Canada because they were both Canadians at the time. My mother was originally an American. And my wife's parents. So the Canadian health care system is disgusting. I call it hangnail medicine at the speed of light. But if you need anything alternative or advanced, and I get consults 37 days a week all over the world.
But and understand.
It's so mind-boggling, mind-bogglingly disgusting that doctors are won't even break ranks. For example, I remember Dr. Russell Blaylock, who was a biochemist before a master's degree, before he went into medicine and neurosurgery. And all he did was add magnesium to the protocol for postoperative recovery to reduce intracranial hypertension. And they tried to take his license and tried to take his hospital privileges. So he had to fight like hell. And he's a CCN as well, certified clinical nutritionist and a biochemist, and a senior teacher around the world. And believe me, my own experiences with the medical system, they don't want you to break ranks and improve the quality of care of people recovering from cancer, heart disease, or anything. There's a lot of yahoos out there. You know, there's a lot of stupid people marketing crappy nutraceuticals or drugs. You wouldn't believe the drugs that are out there. They're deadly, and they have these black box warnings. That's why you watch a commercial. 56 seconds out of a 60-second commercial are giving you the legal warning of how it'll end your life or make you miserable. So Alfie Evans, who died, I would have gone with a SWAT team. If they got in my way, they're going to die. That's what I would do.
But as people are celebrating Marx on this week, they should understand that this is where a Marxist society leads. Marxism, after all, was created as a substitute religion, as an alternative for God. In other words, you're still going to have the sweat on your brow in the future that's coming. It's just the sweat of fear.
You know how to crystallize things, don't you? The sweat of fear rather than the sweat of hard work.
I tried that. Now, the other thing is, to you having those weapons, you realize why they're trying to get rid of cash, don't you? Because as long as you have cash, you can buy what you want, either legally or on the black market. When they've taken away your cash and all you have is a credit card that requires going through a computer that could be attached to government approval, you're on the verge, and I document this in some recent writing, of going down to buy a gun, and you will be told, oh, I'm sorry, your credit card cannot be used to buy a gun. They literally are setting that up in New York State as we speak right now, as even the Wall Street Journal acknowledged a couple of days ago, in imitation, I might say, of a column I did weeks ago. But, I mean, this is the reality. They're going to make it impossible for you to buy what the government doesn't want you to buy, and you won't have any money anymore.
And by the way, they won't put it through the Supreme Court or anything. This just happens, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll just find that your credit card suddenly can't buy a lot of things that the government doesn't want you able to buy.
In fact, I heard a comment in New York that they were talking about the idea that if you're diabetic or have certain health problems, certain food will be off the list when you go to the grocery store. It won't even go through the cash register.
Yeah, that's the kind of problem we'll have, absolutely. And so the government is very determined to make cash unacceptable to you because cash represents freedom. And, of course, if it's government cash, which they like to require, that is, cash that comes from the government, it is built-in obsolescent. That is, your money is losing at least 2% a year to government-generated inflation. In 10 years, it'll lose 20%. In a working lifetime of 40 years, it'll lose 80% of its value. And so you'll be able to retire with money that can't buy anything anymore.
Well, what I see happening, that's why I push Carrot Bank, and of course the cryptocurrencies and carrot bars is the best because it's fractional gold. And one of the things that the NSA, the No Such Agency, found out a few years ago, and that's why they released all their encryption technologies to everybody and hackers, they discovered that there were lots of non-prime number encryption systems that they can't break. And if you have a supernet, which is a computer network that's a black internet that they can't hack into, including the NSA, the FBI, whatever, you can have an exchange system transferring the actual value of gold, even if it's in millions of microbanks all over the world, or the actual physical gold in terms of carat cash, etc., and they're freaked out by it. Even the idea of being able to barter I got so many pomegranates or chickens or whatever, even in your local area, if you have e-cash, which is not trackable by the government becomes obsolescent. Because the government's based on two things, cash and contracts. That's it. Personal property is 85% of the law. If you actually study the law and become a lawyer, property is 85% of the law. The rest are just regulations, aren't they?
In effect, but regulations are law. I mean, the third thing it's based on is just brute force. In fact, that's all that government ultimately is a monopoly on legal on the legal use of force.
Right. So it basically, the monopolism, that's why China, the most monopolistic country on earth, got rid of cryptocurrencies a few months ago and then started using our e-tech companies from Silicon Valley to monitor and get their own citizens. If you even smoke outside, you can lose enough points, you can't get on a train or plane.
Absolutely.
If you say anything negative against the People's Republican Army or do anything that they don't agree with on social media in China, you are demoted to a lower class where you can't even be employed, even if you're qualified.
And this is why people need to read free book. They call 800-630.
Thank you. 800-630-1492.
Hello.
Maybe you should say, the truth now shall sail the ocean blue. How's that? Instead of Columbus.
I'm glad your show does.
Thank you, Lowell. Amazing show again.
Catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.